Hi, my name is Emmy Kasperzak, and I'm here with Melissa Schwartz, a strategic and political communicator. Today, we're talking about the importance of creativity within environmental politics. For reference, I'm an earth science major with a focus on environmental policy. Melissa, what's it like being creative within your job?
Well, thanks for having me. For reference, I am the communications director at the United States Department of the Interior, one of our cabinet agencies. In that role, I oversee the media relations team, the social media team, the digital media team, so like web and email, photography, videography, and part of my job is helping to explain environmental policy to the public, right? So I'm supposed to be the person that translates legal, dork, academic, complicated stuff to the average person. And I would say one of the challenges for me in trying to be creative is when I graduated college 25 years ago, the press release was the only way you really did communications, and you faxed it for the most part. Now, there's so much news, there's so much out there. I have to be creative to break through that and actually get somebody like you to see it on TikTok or see it on social media. And you're not necessarily reading the news, right? So I've got to figure out all of the different ways to engage on social media, engage with podcasts, engage with press conferences, like what you see on TV at a podium, or press calls, events. Right? I've got to figure out how to make sure that I'm reaching 20 somethings, because the policy we're making now with the environment and conservation is affecting all of you in the future. So let me turn it back on you. What does it mean to be creative in your major?
So for me at JMU, there's not a clear pathway to what I want to do exactly. I want to be able to work in environmental politics and understand policy and be able to make a change. But at JMU, there's not a, like I said, direct pathway to that. So I am an earth science major and dual independent scholars major, where I am picking out classes and trying to create something that's going to really help me understand the interdisciplinary area of what I want to go into. Being creative in that aspect, I have to choose my classes and, you know, do it my own way. But in my actual major itself, I have to be creative in the ways that I'm looking at current environmental problems. For example, last semester I did a poster project where I compared water policies or wastewater management policies in Denmark and the US, and I compared how we manage our wastewater. Just to see what it's like, because Denmark is number one in wastewater management. They collect and dispose of all of their, and treat their wastewater. And we don't. We only treat, like, I think it's like 58% or something like that. And we don't actually have real language describing what we do with our wastewater, whereas Denmark does, and they have, you know, a bunch of cool new technology. But for me, being creative was applying that lens and taking a look at what the U.S. does differently and how maybe that one day could turn into policy, and how we can take from Denmark.
And that's kind of what politics is. It's figuring out what other people have done and trying to get creative about putting together a solution that hasn't been done before, sort of being fearless about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, I guess, advice for me in creativity in my major and my future in possibly policy and politics?
I would say, I screwed this up by saying it before, but I think that to be creative, you have to be fearless, and you are, so you're well suited, but you have to not be afraid to make mistakes, because politics is all about throwing spaghetti noodles against the wall and seeing what sticks. And so not being afraid to make mistakes, not being afraid of being right or wrong, but just being creative and thinking about what to your point, like, what's Denmark doing that works? What haven't we done? Why haven't we done it? Should we do it? Like, asking those questions and being unafraid to bring to the table different things that you've researched or heard. Like, that's how the sausage gets made. That's how things work on Capitol Hill. And we need more young people like you and like your colleagues at JMU. So hopefully you'll make your way to DC.
Well, thank you for being here. This was a great conversation.